From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, we'll hear why transportation dominated the conversation about Dallas architecture in 2014. First, though, there's a gift waiting for local police officers this week at the upscale Fort Worth restaurant Riata. Free lunch. After two officers were shot and killed in Brooklyn this past weekend, owners Mike McAuliffe and his father, Al, wanted to show support.
We're going to pick up the entire cost of their meal. We're not restricting the menu at all, so they can order the stacked chicken enchiladas, they can order the featured buffalo burger, whatever they want, come in, order their meal, walk out the door, and we're more than happy to serve these people that have been serving us 365 days a year.
The restaurant plans to offer free lunch to local police officers in Fort Worth and the West Texas town of Alpine, its other location, through Wednesday, New Year's Eve. UT Dallas just saw off its youngest doctoral graduate ever, Wichita Falls native Austin Howard. All of 22 years old, he officially earned his PhD diploma in physics last Saturday. Howard came by our studios and talked to Bill Zeeble.
Austin Howard, thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
When did you figure out that going to college earlier than average was in line for you?
I've always been interested in learning a lot of new things and learning as much as I can. And, you know, I think even from, you know, from the earliest elementary school age, I can remember learning a lot of material outside of school, learning science and math particularly. I always had kind of been on my own learning things that were beyond. And in seventh grade, I took the ACT exam, the college entrance exam, and I scored in the top percentile of the nation, which was kind of a wake-up call to myself and to my parents that, wow, maybe we do need to try something else for Austin.
Whose idea was it to enter college, and how old were you?
Well, I took the ACT when I was 12, towards the end of my 12th year, and I started college. By the time I started college, I'd just turned 13. The idea, it really didn't come from any particular person. It sort of was the next step. After these scores came in, you know, we started looking at what are the other options. One of the options is, you know, just to advance grades. But even advancing grades into high school, for example, you don't get as much as I was wanting, ACT is designed to be taken at the end of high school, right? And so the next logical option was what about college? Now, fortunately, there's a fantastic university in Wichita Falls, my hometown, Midwestern State University. It's been around for probably 80 to 90 years, I think. And they were gracious enough to consider accepting me basically based on my ACT scores, even at such an early age. I guess the final decision came down to me as I was the one that was going to be doing it.
So how easy or not was it to be, you're 12 or 13, taking college classes in a university setting? I can imagine just basic problems because you're awfully young socially.
Right. You know, at first, while it was a little bit strange, while there's a 13-year-old kid in here, is he a professor's kid? Is he a kid of one of the students? You know, what exactly is going on? Once they realized that I was a student, they realized I was taking classes. It didn't take long for everyone to just kind of accept me as Austin. They got to know me as Austin. I was working, you know, in the labs, or I was working on the homework with them. And you know, while of course I was always young, it was never really at the forefront of anybody's conversations.
So how did you end up picking UTD?
UT Dallas is actually a fantastic school. And if anybody listening has paid attention or been involved with UT Dallas in the last 6 or so years while I've been there, I mean, the school has transformed completely. It's kind of a funny story. The how I first found out about UTD was actually sort of by happenstance. A TV show, which I believe was on the Discovery Channel, they were interviewing a professor, Dr. Ray Bachman, from the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. They were interviewing him for some of the research that they were currently working on. And whenever I saw this report, I said, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, a school so close is doing such groundbreaking research in this field. So I came down and took a visit with my dad because I couldn't drive at the time. So we came down here and looked, and fantastic research was going on at the university. But I also saw the kind of fantastic people that were at the university, professors and administration and whatnot. And so those two things really, really helped.
Austin Howard, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
KERA's Art in Seek continues to check in with North Texas arts writers to recap the year. Today in our Critics' Choice series, we hear from Mark Lamster, architecture critic at the Dallas Morning News. He tells Jerome Weeks that 2014 required him to look with a hard eye at the city, not just its buildings.
Mark Lamster, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking back over this year in urban planning and architecture, I think it's safe to say the biggest news story has been the continuing ruckus over the Trinity Tollway.
You're right. I think that is the big story for the year. I think the galvanization of discussion around the Trinity and also around Fair Park and generally the role of highways in the city has been tremendous. I've really seen a change in the city. The attention people are paying to this road is amazing. You know, it's incredible when you think about education and crime and all these other things being what drive discussion and news in a city. And all of a sudden in Dallas, it's been the tollway has really taken over the headlines as the lead story in the city. So for somebody writing about urbanism, that's really heartening. The question is, you know, I hope we're turning the corner and we're going to make the right decision and decide that this tollway is a bad idea and get rid of it.
Much of your writing this year hasn't been what many might think of as architecture criticism. It's not been about individual buildings per se. A lot of new buildings have gone up, but you've written about the connective tissue, like the tollway or the Commerce Street Bridge.
You know, the famous architectural historian Henry Russell Hitchcock liked to talk about two kinds of architecture, the architecture of genius and the architecture of bureaucracy, right? So you had the architecture of genius, and that's your museums and your city halls and what have you. And those are important. You need those to have a civic life in the city. But a city life is defined by that architecture of bureaucracy, the places where we live, the places where we shop, the places where we work. So to me, writing architecture criticism is never just writing about signature buildings. It's writing about how the city works, about the bureaucratic city and the genius city working and operating as a whole.
And speaking of connective tissue, you also think DART has had a significant year.
Yeah. DART made it out to DFW, which celebrated its 40th anniversary in the last year. I think that's something really to celebrate. DFW has such an important role in the growth of the city and the region. So I think that was a huge anniversary for the city this year. And, you know, we're going to see a new expansion of DART downtown. I think that will really help the system expand. I'm not sure whether they'll end up rolling it out in 2015. I'd like to see more bus service. I'd like to see just more clarity in the graphic program from DART so you could actually tell where things are going. I know the D-Link maps are a good example. It's hard to tell where the thing goes.
Dallas is often known for its big projects, its big ambitions. Is there anything small scale that impressed you this year?
Actually, I just this week took a trip up to a columbarium, a small outdoor mausoleum by the architect Max Levy, St. Michael's and All Angels, I believe it's called. Just a beautiful, sacred space that's all about nature and the sky and just... This is a really great example of modernism working with nature to create just a very sacred, special place.
Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.